This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And it is right after episode 4 of The Bachelorette. And we are joined tonight by special guest Clay Harbor. Thanks for joining us, Clay.
It's my pleasure, guys. Always fun hanging out with you, too. If it's in person at one of Blake's shows, if we're doing whatever we're doing, we always have a good time.
Yeah, I feel like we never see you anymore.
We saw him like 4 weekends in a row. Yeah. Dude, how many times have you been on the pod? I feel like he's actually been on maybe more
this
than
this is second, third.
Third. Right? Did you do a recap?
Yeah,
I might hit a recap. It's third time. Yep. Yeah, I had my shirt off that time. You guys told me.
Yeah,
to,
that's right. Yep.
Yeah, just give them what they want to see.
That's not happening this time, guys. Sorry.
That's great. It's good to see you, dude. And actually, for those of you that don't know, I feel like a lot of people do, but if you don't, Andrew from the season is Clay's cousin, right?
Andrew cousin. He's my first cousin, one of my best friends, and that's how Andrew was on the show. Me and Dustin, he became good friends with Dustin as well, and we submitted him and got him on there, and thought that he'd be really good, and his personality is really showing through, and I'm just excited to see how his journey unfolds the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So should we do a drinking game throughout this podcast every time Clay talks in that accent?
And is that why you were talking in that accent all
the whole time in Chicago? A little backstory.
We were just
in Chicago about a month ago, and Clay talked in that same accent that Andrew's talking on the whole fucking weekend.
Andrew's better at it, though.
Way better.
So honestly, here's the thing. Me and Andrew, if there was a camera in the room and we talked to each other, people would be like, these guys are absolutely crazy, because the whole time we're there, we're talking in some different accent, whether he's from London, you're from the Middle East.
I don't even know what that is. It's not British.
I don't know where he's from either. Man, I'm from Essex, and that's how we talk to each other. So it's kind of weird, but that's how we do things back.
So is it your idea for him to do that? Did you help him with that idea?
I feel bit that from him, though.
He's really good at it. He's better than me, as you said, and I agree. And I'm like, dude, that you got to do that when you come out the limo, because on – like that, he can just go. And people that are from London, from England, they're like, dude, that's really good. Like, you could be from this area.
Damn.
And it was, I was like, dude, that's so
good.
Funny. It's like, shows his personality.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy. I feel like they've shown it a little bit, but Andrew is a guy that he's laughing, joking. Like, I would never tell this to him in person, to his face, but he's right, like the funniest the funniest guy I know. He's hilarious. He's got a huge laugh. He's always laughing, smiling, having fun. And sometimes I'll hang out with some of my friends I've been friends with for years in Chicago, and they're like, yo, where's Andrew? I'm like, oh, good to see you guys too, because Andrew would be like staying with me for whatever time. And so it's just became part of my crew.
I think he's actually shining through pretty good, and he had a lot of screen time tonight, and we'll get into it, because I do want to get your, I guess, what you think about kind of what they're arguing about, because I agree with them, but we'll get into that. But let's get into the episode.
Before we get into the episode, because I know Andrew has quite a story.
Yeah, crazy story,
if,
man.
If there's anything you want to like share and maybe let some people know.
Well, I'm sure he'll share it on the show.
Oh, true.
Well, yeah, he'll share it on the show. But Andrew is the thing that I've always appreciated and respected about Andrew is like just how he's overcome his entire life. And like, he's like, people hear about it. I don't want to spoil anything here, but he has a crazy story, and it's all 100% factual, 100% true. And, as they die, I think next week is his one-on-one. And that's when he starts sharing his story. And, I lived it with him, and, and I was, I knew it from the, obviously from the part of being his cousin, with my aunt and my uncle, and seeing them go through all the struggles, and my grandma, our grandma. And then obviously Andrew and my other cousins, and it was a tough thing for the family, but it's just perseverance, overcoming, and adversity. And people are seeing, it's incredible, like how special of a person he is and how he's been able to do all these things, go to college, be successful, chase his dream. You know, he's overseas playing football still. And it's just, I've told him, and like me and him have always been, whenever we get together, we never say anything serious. Right. But these last couple of years, like over the pandemic, we spent a lot of time together. And I was able to like, you know, listen, like, I know we don't ever like get serious or anything with each other. We're always having fun. But like, I just really appreciate you. And I'm just like so impressed in how you've been able to like carry yourself and to overcome all the adversity that you've been in your life. Because I know, obviously, I have a story that, you know, coming from being very underprivileged and a lot of things like that, but you know, his is very impressive, and I'm excited yeah. for the world, for America to see that side of him and to hear that story, because I think it'll help people, honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty, I knew he was probably going to get a one-on-one at some point, so yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully it's next week and we can hear a little bit more about his story and kind of what he's been through and stuff, because yeah, that'll be good. That'd be cool, man. Yeah. And it's good to hear like what you said, like it's 100% factual. Yeah. Everything, so like all yeah. you know, the behind the scenes listeners out there behind the rows right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you know what's crazy is this week me and Eric were just talking, we didn't get a one-on-one. This I think is the first episode I've ever seen there wasn't a one-on-one.
Wow, there was
so, I know, there was so much drama. I know, yeah. It's bizarre. It was one group date. That's literally all it was.
Yeah. There was one group date.
One
yeah.
group date, man. No, it was the Thomas show tonight. It was Thomas's show tonight. He got a lot of screen time. The guys wouldn't stop talking about him. It was a lot. And that's kind of where this episode picks up, is we kind of start, basically we start with, was it when Thomas, where did we start even? I feel like it was all just a blur.
It was when Thomas said that he had thought about being the Bachelor.
Yeah, so
the guys were kind of sitting there talking.
Yeah. 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 So we picked up right there. Clay,
then
I
went
get
straight
you...
into a group date.
Yeah. And then, yeah. But, yeah. And then we started into a group date. Yeah. It's crazy. Like it's,
they didn't,
I don't know.
Was there even a date? There was no date card, anything. It was just,
no. Yeah.
It was weird.
It was weird.
I have to say, before we continue, Eric, I am feeling that beard. I don't think I've ever seen you with a beard before, bro.
Oh, what's man. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Needs to keep it.
I love
I need some of that Bukowski Rogaine color in these gray
absolutely,
patches.
Man. Well,
I got a little grays. I got some blondes. That's what mine are. If
you
I want
like some salt and pepper, though.
Yeah.
But beard looks phenomenal.
Appreciate it.
I had to say it.
Ladies, slide in.
We'll be right back. Clay, I wanted to ask you, man. So what do you think about Thomas? Do you think he was, I did a little poll on my Instagram and I was actually kind of shocked by how many people don't like Thomas. Do you think he was just being honest and like, or do you think he was being manipulative? Like, do you think he's a manipulative guy or do you think he was just being honest about why he was there?
You know, okay. So yeah, let's hear I have an unpopular opinion about this. And I know nobody ever is anti-Thomas, whatever. And I get it. Like, trust me, a guy's there. He said it like, listen, like, yeah, when I first came here, I came here thinking, but he seems like a smart guy. And I feel like he did come clean saying that, listen, like, yeah, part of me was like, yeah, I wanted to be the Bachelorette, but I started to have feelings for you. So I don't know if he's being genuine. I don't think any of us do, mm-hmm. but I respected that part of the honesty of him. And there's some things about the guy that obviously I'm like, okay, there's some red flags. He's mm-hmm. very good looking dude. He looks tall. Looks like he's from a soap opera or something. I don't know. It's like Thomas from, you know, wherever. He's just like a soap opera guy. The guy looks like he's like a model. I don't know what he does, but I don't know. But I respected the fact that he came clean and he said that that's what he was looking for. And I'm like, I'm sure at some other point there was someone, or there might be people there, like someone's done that, but they would never say that. And I think when he started like sharing all that stuff was during this transformative like group date, when Katie and all the guys were sharing like their truths. And I'm like, okay, seems like a smart guy. Like he did say that, but I will say, obviously that's like, come on, man, you're going to go like that's pretty shitty. I'm sorry. Can mm-hmm. I say shitty? I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
Say whatever you want.
Yeah. But that's pretty shitty. If you go on, like you're literally playing with Katie's, you know, emotions, yeah. this girl's mm-hmm. putting herself out there. She wants to get engaged, wants to get married. And you're there to try to be the bachelor. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
But like the fact that he was open, I kind of like more than everybody else, I respected that.
So I think so too. Like I, to a degree, I agree with you. Like, I think a lot of the guys think that it's crossed a lot of the guys' minds.
I was going to ask you guys as former contestants being in that situation before we get into the episode and everything, did it cross y'all's minds like on The Bachelor at any point?
So for me, it didn't because I thought I was going to end up with Becca. Like, I legitimately thought I was. So I was like, I'm not going to be The Bachelor. So it never did for me, but just because I was so like, thought it was going to be me at the end. Because
every contestant seems to have that door open, like just course, even being on the show. So it has to cross your mind at some point.
Of course. So for me, like when I was on the show, it was not once when I was there, did it cross my mind. When I left, there was some of the people that ran the show were saying things to me about why they wanted me to come to Paradise, why I needed to come to the tell all, which I couldn't do any of that. And I'm like, listen, like, yeah, that would be a great opportunity. But at that point I was still trying to play football. So
yeah, I mean, of course, for me too, after the show, obviously start thinking about it, of course. So my red flags for Thomas came not necessarily with that confession that he had or whatever you call it. Mine came, the guys hate him. Like the guys hate the guy. And for me, I was like, okay, there wasn't even one guy who would like stick up for him, be like, oh, at least he was honest or he seems like a good dude. But it was, yes, I agree. I think that's telling because it wasn't the edits. It was what the guys were saying. Like, fuck. So that's where I was like, okay, something's like missing here. The guys fucking hate him, dude. The guys hate him.
And after like, is being like a little bit of an insider because like my cousin and like one of my best friends is, you know, he's on the show. Like I trust like his take on things. And like, you know, if he tells me something, I'm like, yeah, we're literally have the same perception of things. And I don't think he was a big fan of Thomas. Obviously he was the guy that was saying, like, listen, I know this guy isn't a good person, but like, why are we putting Katie in this position to where now our group date, we're going to be talking about Thomas.
Yeah, when he's not even here,
you know? And I saw that drama and I saw some people, like most people, I feel like were on Andrew's side, but some people like, oh, Andrew, like really? I'm like, I'm with Andrew 100% with how he decided to, well, his thought process. And like, let's not bring that drama to the state. Let's have fun. Let's get to know Katie. Let's be our, like, facilitate our relationships growing instead of talking about this guy. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
No, I agree with him. Let's get into the group date because I want to talk about that. But yeah, we kind of
was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I was confused by a lot of it. What was the ear thing, dude? What was that ear thing? They were like talking into the ear.
I know we've already. This is going to be the Andrew recap, pretty much. But he crushed that.
He nailed that.
Whispering sweet nothings in the ear.
Greg didn't nail it. Greg
was horrible.
Let me bend over. Let me show you the 50 states. Like, what?
Like, I didn't even understand that.
I didn't either. I was so confused. And he was like pumped after. He's like, yes, nailed it. Yeah. It's like, no. And then Katie was like, no, he didn't. Like, she was like, that was pretty funny, actually. And then what else was there? There was the waxing.
Trey just like getting his ass waxed.
Yeah, getting his ass waxed on national television.
Which one of your contestants would you have let waxed your ass? Who do you feel most comfortable with
at the time?
Yeah.
Who would have been? I don't even know. That's early. They're only there. Like how long? We're like maybe 14 days in, maybe.
Yeah.
So pretty early.
I was gone by then, guys. I was getting surgery on my wrist. I was home crying myself to sleep.
But yeah, it was a fun little day. Then we had the ghost pepper eating with the proposals, which they did on Tayshia season 2.
Yeah,
did that exact thing. There's the recycling a little bit, but it was a fun little day. We got to see a lot of the guys like personalities and laugh, so that was cool to see. And then we go into the night portion, the cocktail party, and that's when Trey and Andrew.
Yep.
Trey and Andrew get into it.
And Trey, I mean, Andrew kind of had a one-on-one a little bit with the Taco Bell.
The Taco Bell, that was a good move, actually. That was good. That was smooth.
I love
that. Impressed by the cheesy gordita crunch.
This guy is just impressive. He wore the turtleneck too, man.
Wore the turtleneck. he had a good episode. And now he gets a one-on-one next year. But yeah, so basically the argument is Andrew's like, no, we shouldn't tell Katie about Thomas, and Trey is saying we should. So the reason I liked Andrew's side of things, because he was like, Katie's going to read through this bullshit on her own. Mm-hmm. You know, like I like that.
I think
part.
She would have too.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think necessarily that he was like, we need to save Katie, or, you know, or like, we don't need to save Katie. I think it was more of like, Katie's going to figure it out on her own. She's going to read through his bullshit. So let's not ruin our night. And it did ruin their, not only their night, but that kind of ruined the rose ceremony, obviously, because she like cut that cocktail party early. So Andrew ended up right about like everything, which is the best part.
Yeah, he even brought it up. He's like, you're potentially like taking time from everybody else. And he sure did. But then exactly it worked out happened. For Trey at the end.
Yeah. He's like, I don't have a rose, bro. Like, I don't have a rose. I don't want to spend time talking about this. I want to build my relationship with Katie. And I'm like, absolutely. Like, exactly. Don't talk about, like, if you're in a bar, if you're like on a date, like if you're talking about another dude, it feels very insecure. And it feels like you're just needy and insecure with yourself, and you're projecting on this other guy. And Thomas seems like he looks like he's about 6'9". Yeah, and like, you know, he's a good looking dude. But I would never talk about another guy. Like, never. I don't care who the guy, like, whatever. Like, if I talk about a guy, if Thomas was there, if she asked me about Thomas, I'll say, you know, he seems like a nice guy. You know, I don't know him very well. Like, I'm not going to talk about another dude.
Yeah, I would never. I never did when I was on my season. And I never, like, that's, yeah, it takes away from your time to get to know the lead, which you don't have much time to get to know the lead. So you got to spend every time you have with the good conversations. I mean, that's kind of honestly what the cocktail party was about, was like Thomas and whether or not they should tell him. They ended up telling him, and then Trey got the rose, got the group date rose, because she was like impressed by it. So that's like, I don't know, I get it, because Katie, I think we always got to remember, and like listeners, you got to remember, we're only seeing like a fractions of what's actually happening. So like, and we're only seeing what Katie is only sees these guys when they're on camera. So she's not getting the full picture either. Like, she doesn't know what's happening in the house.
People don't realize that.
Yeah.
You're never off camera with the Bachelor. Like I thought that you'd probably have time off camera, but when you're never off camera with the Bachelorette.
Yeah. Yeah, not until the end, basically, hometowns. But so we're not, she's only getting a fraction of it too. Like, she's not getting anything. So what the guys are telling her, and I think she felt like Trey was trying to protect her, I guess. But I think it backfired, because obviously it took a lot of time from that. But the rest of this episode, which I was actually really enjoyed, was Blake. So basically, Tayshia sits down with Katie and was like, I got an ex who like reached out and was like super into you. And I think she knew.
Did Tayshia used to talk to Blake?
He was on her season.
Well, he was on her season.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, he was on her season. Blake, I didn't realize this until Katie said it. Blake's been on 3 Bachelorette seasons in a calendar year. That's wild. Claire, Tayshia, and now Katie. That's pretty crazy. He's been through the ringer. Do you guys think Katie knew it was Blake when Tayshia was talking? I couldn't tell if she knew who it was or not. I couldn't tell. I think she would. I mean, she did.
She openly said like they had talked in the DMs and whatnot.
They had DM'd so a little bit.
Yeah.
There had to have been some kind of idea in her head of it.
I think she was hoping it was Blake. And we'll just cut to that, because basically Katie goes outside, Blake's waiting for her. I thought his speech was really well. Like, I thought he was genuine. And he was like, you know, like, I don't think he didn't come off thirsty to me. Like, he's had 3 calendar, you know, like said 3 Bachelor.
He didn't even come off thirsty in the previous season.
No. But I'm saying, to go on another one, sometimes you could look thirsty. So like,
but he never really got a straight shot at love either, I don't think.
No. Claire and Tayshia's season was a little messed up. But I thought he came off super genuine, and I think he genuinely is into Katie. I think he did a good job of that speech. And I think she was even a little shocked with how good it was, because I think she was scared he was quote-unquote thirsty or whatever. So I thought it went really well. And basically she was like, I'll let you know. You know, like, she was like, stick around. I'm going to go date the other fucking 20 guys we have here, and I'll let you know. Which, that couldn't have been easy for Blake, I feel like. That couldn't have been easy. But I'm excited. Well, I guess we can just, I mean, she ends up keeping him at the end. We'll just get there. She ends up keeping him, and I'm excited to see their storyline, because I like Blake. I like Blake a lot, actually. He's going to be good.
Yeah, honestly, he seemed like like, I usually don't like Blake's, but like this Blake seems like a really good guy.
This one looks like he's okay.
I agree with you guys. He seemed very genuine when he came there, and I was like, okay, I was charmed. But I'm like, okay, this guy literally was on the last two seasons of like The Bachelorette. Now he's here again. It's a little concerning. And then the fact that like Katie brought him back, like I feel bad because like I feel like the other guys, it's tough for them, yeah. Right? Like they're like, okay, like this random dude from like seasons past, like Katie knows who this guy is, obviously somewhere. Like did they have? And now it's going to be a question. Probably don't know. Did this guy and Katie have a relationship before he got here? They're hiding it. Did they talk? They talk on the phone? They FaceTime? Do they see each other? Is this like, are we really getting like a fair shake here? Like we came out here, we took all this time off our lives to really be open and honest and try to come have a relationship with you, to be all on the same footing. Then you bring some guy from your past possibly into this show, and it throws, and even if you try not to, Andrew, like, you know, I'm not going to talk about this guy. That stuff will wear on you. And totally. To me, I'm like, dude, like, I know there's no rules they say, but like fourth week, like dude comes in here. Okay. Episode two. Okay. You're joining the, like, whatever, three, maybe like four.
Yeah.
Like, agreed. Wow.
And he hasn't even joined really yet. Dude, that's the thing. Like, he hasn't met the guys yet.
I wouldn't even have met this guy. And I feel like I knew you guys so well. Like from that little bit of time, totally. Like if I was like Bachelorette, like that's, it's like weird to me. No, so no. I understand, but like maybe you hear Katie's going to be the Bachelorette. Maybe you try to get on the season to start.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And like, just be open and honest. Like, hey, like, yeah, I'm interested. I don't know. That's,
it was like, it's a late, basically
opinion.
Fifth episode coming in. And honestly, that there was a good moment between Katie and, I think it was like Caitlin and Tayshia both, I think, where she got a little emotional. Like she got emotional talking, or it was Tayshia, I think. Yeah. Where they were like hugging. Cause she got emotional. She's like, I feel bad. Like you said, I feel bad for these other guys. She's like, I've got relationships with these other guys. Yeah. And it's going to hurt them, you know? And she genuinely looked, you know, like upset about that and what it was going to do to the other guys and just the whole dynamic in the house and everything, which it's going to be fun to watch because these guys are going to be pissed, which maybe rightfully so, I think. So yeah, it'll be interesting to watch.
Cause it's basically now going to be three straight episodes of clout chasers.
Or I mean, like, that's
like
going to be
in the guys, how, like in the guys' minds, they're thinking everyone's coming in here. Yeah. Just the next Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We'll be right back. Yeah, so we basically kind of go from that, from Katie talking about, you know, whether or not she should keep Blake, to the cocktail party. Like, this episode was crazy. Like, we jumped in the cocktail party, or the rose ceremony, sorry, the rose ceremony party. And Thomas is nowhere to be seen. I love that when all the guys are, like, sitting around. And they're like, where's Thomas? And they're like, this motherfucker, like, this son of a bitch.
And he's
talking to Katie.
He's wearing, like, his red flag blazer.
Yeah. That red blazer. So what did you guys think of that when Kate? So I don't blame him necessarily for going and talking to her, like, fine, whatever. But what did you think of the conversation? Like, what did you think of the conversation, Clive?
I mean, I thought it was a decent conversation when he had, because he did say all the things that they said to him. And he said, like, listen, this is what happened. This is what I said. But, you know, there's something there that, yeah, it's like maybe this guy is just really good at talking. Mm-hmm. You know, he can talk in circles, like whatever. But like he talked about everything that was said. And I'm like, okay, he talked about this, and this, and told her how he felt and gave her, you know, put the ball in her court. So,
yeah. What do you think,
Eric? I think by like reading her nonverbals, like if you notice, like her head was down the whole time, it's like she wasn't even. I don't think
she was out.
Part of what
she was checked out.
I think
she's checked out.
And it's
granted, I don't know how that's edited, but
right. So I think like the one thing I'll say about Thomas too is that man, he's not backpedaling. Like he's not being like, you know, I shouldn't have said that, or you know, doing something like that. He was like, yeah, I said it, and you know, I meant it. Like I did, you know, it did cross my mind. I just want to be honest. So he's being honest, but you're right. There's like something about him. I don't know what it, and I think Katie was feeling it too. And I think a lot of that is because I think once he was like kind of put in the corner or, you know, backed in the corner, that's when all of a sudden he was like, I have so many feelings for you. That's all I think about is you when I wake up in the morning, like all that. So I think he panicked a little bit. He's panicking because he's going to get sent home, I think. And that's why it's coming off a little disingenuous in my
eyes. He's not even a good like talker. Like,
he's not that good of a talker, agreed, but he's calm. He's a very calm, like he didn't lose his temper once with the guys. Mm-hmm. He didn't raise his voice. He just kind of like took it and he was like very calm throughout it all. Yeah. So I got to give him credit there. But obviously that pissed the guys off. That pissed the guys off. Thomas comes back into the room and he's like, you know, I was talking to Katie, and the guys start yelling and they get pissed. And then Katie, basically the guys wouldn't shut up about Thomas. The guys kept talking to Katie about Thomas.
And the only one who didn't was last week's hero, Michael.
Michael did.
Look how well
Michael
that worked out for him.
Yeah, exactly. And you could tell they had the music going. There was like that good music. Dustin, look at that guy.
I don't think Will his podcast allow him to say hi?
Yeah.
Does he have a non-compete?
Yeah, you guys got a budget for me, right?
Hey, we'll do a little pod swap. We'll come on yours. You can come on ours. No, actually, we'd love to have you sometime, dude, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Same. I was just talking to my producer, talking about, let's get you guys on.
Yeah,
dude, let's
nice place. For real. Are you guys out in Chicago right now?
No, we're in New York. I'm in New York City.
That's right. I forgot.
New York City, baby. So Pete's in, Pilot Pete is in, Denver.
He's here.
To be, he's training to be the pilot stuff, right?
Yeah,
he's training with United.
He's training with United.
Yeah.
And, you know, me and Dustin were talking. He's like, "Yo, come out this week and hang out. Nice. Pete's not here. You can crash." And Pete was gracious enough to let me use his room. So I'm staying in Pete's bed right now. Me and Pete's dog are cuddling every night.
That's great. Fun. That's awesome. That's great.
Trip's the best, man.
That's great. Good, dude. Yeah, I know. We saw Pete. I saw Pete at Kygo on Thursday here in Denver, Red Rocks.
Oh,
it's great. Yeah, it was a dope concert.
Oh, it looked unbelievable.
Yeah, dude, it was insane. Yeah, it was fun.
Absolutely.
All right, it's good seeing you, dude.
Good to see you, man.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Dusty. Thanks for putting that back in my ear. Little cameo there by Dustin.
Little cameo.
Dustin. Little guest appearance. It's like a Blake Horseman DJ shit, like at a show. You never know who's going to show up.
Yeah. You never know. Now, Dustin's going to have to come to one too someday. Now I'm so lost. Where were we in that?
We were going into
the cocktail party. They won't shut up about Thomas. The guys. So yeah, Katie basically is like, we're cutting this short. We're gonna cut this short, right? That's basically what she did, because she's like, I'm sick and tired of hearing about Thomas.
I mean, she walked in the room. She's like, I don't even want to cheers you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'll see you at the ceremony. So let's get into this rose ceremony, because I got a lot to say about this. So comes down to the final rose, and she
savage.
I almost think it was too much. So basically, she calls, she picks up the rose, she says Thomas's name, he walks towards her, she steps backwards and just went full, like, what did she say? Because it was the most savage fucking thing. What did
basically
she say?
Called him out on everything. You're a liar, a phony, a fake, manipulative. Your bachelor audition ends here.
That was what it was. Your bachelor audition, like savage, and then goes, get out, I think, or something like that. You can get out. I was like, whoa, that was a lot.
She's a beast, man.
That was a lot.
I didn't like that.
I didn't either. I think the punishment did not fit the crime.
I thought I liked it.
I didn't.
I like how straightforward she is. Like, she's not playing any games.
Okay, for me, she knew that she was going to look really good in this moment by tearing that man down. But I don't know. I thought it was a lot. I thought it was a little too much.
It was so much, man. And like, I actually felt bad for Thomas. Yeah. I mean, like, dude, like I like to kill people with kindness, you know? Like, even if someone is being like rude to you, like, you know, like, I just would have felt better if she was like, Thomas, like, obviously I felt a connection with you. I think, but I just can't be 100% sure about your intentions. And my gut is telling me that you're not here for the right reasons and that you are not being 100% honest with me. So I'm sorry, but I need to send you home.
Yeah. I don't blame her for sending him home. I just think she should have done it in a different way. Like, that was a lot.
Oh yeah.
You know, and even fine, say his name and then be like, listen, I've changed my mind or whatever. I don't see it. But like, to just be like, buried him buried
him. He thinks he's coming up there to accept the rose.
And I got to say, I feel like the producers are probably like, this is going to be a big moment.
It was also awesome. Yeah. Did you see how shook the guys were when she called him?
Dude, and then when she was like, you're a liar, and they were like, ooh.
Is it Dustin or Justin? The facial expression guy?
Expressions are hilarious.
My God.
His eyes were bugging out of his head, man. I was like,
he just throws his head back like.
Justin's impressions are amazing. I want to grab a beer with that guy and just watch him like watch people. Like, yeah, dude, he's hilarious.
Just sit at the airport with him.
Yeah, but I thought it was a lot. I thought it was a little bit too much to just completely bury that man. I like Katie, don't get me wrong, but like I just felt like that was almost trying too hard to look like, you know, a big, you know, a strong, powerful woman, you know, a lot. And I think we're not in the minority there. I think a lot of people kind of felt like, well, that was a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people say that as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, but I mean, I think we'll see Thomas again. We'll see that. I think we're going to see a lot more of Thomas in On the Beach. But I guess, yeah, kind of then the show kind of ends with, you know, Katie coming up to Blake and having him stay on the show. And then the preview, man, like
he's
talked about.
He's rinsing his nose.
Yeah, he's rinsing his nose. He genuinely looked like he had just woken up. He comes down in his boxers and a sweatshirt. Yeah.
Dude, his jeans, funny, if you watch the show again, like his jeans, like I know I wear tight stuff. You guys give me stuff. Yeah, give me shit for wearing tight stuff. I go, man, those jeans are tight even for my standards, bro. Like the jeans he wore when he first met Katie. I'm like, he better not move too quick or take like a lateral step because those are going
to
rip.
I'm going to have to keep my eye out for that. I didn't notice that. Oh, that's funny. But yeah. I'm looking, so this was a weird episode. It was like just a lot of drama and stuff and group date. But I enjoyed Blake coming on. I think we're finally going to get to a love story, which I enjoy. Like we got all the drama out of the way, hopefully. Who do you think right now, Clay? Who's your top couple? Like, let's say three guys.
Andrew doesn't count.
it's like the Chappelle show. From top rapper alive, Dylon.
Yeah. No, obviously, you know, I'm gonna say Andrew. This is my cousins, my family. But besides Andrew, so far, I like Justin. Justin seems like a nice guy. Hasn't got much much time, like screen time, but. I like the guy from last week. I forget his name, but he got some time with Katie. Michael.
Oh, Michael. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he seems amazing. See, like he seems very like a very genuine dude, and I literally was tearing up last weekend listening to his story.
Yeah.
And then after Michael, I would have to go with Thomas. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to go there.
It's going to be like Bennett coming back.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
No, I'm let me get one more guy. Who do I like, man?
We haven't met many of these guys. Like when they were scanning the rose ceremony, I was like, I don't know three of those guys.
I don't even know the three guys who went home tonight.
I was kind of shocked.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not honestly.
I mean, Blake maybe and Greg. Greg was the first one.
Connor
maybe too. Yeah.
Yeah, Greg seems like a nice guy.
I'm up to, I think I kind of honestly have the same people. Like I'm like Greg, Blake, I'd actually throw Andrew in there after this too. Andrew and maybe Michael. And Michael probably. Not mine. Who's yours there?
I pretty much have had the same for
you haven't changed.
And I mean I've had Blake in there just since that week one previews because I think they're really probably perfect together.
Yeah.
And I like Andrew.
Honestly, Blake.
Greg has slid for me though. I think he's kind of
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think Blake, she genuinely likes Blake. I think like she looks kind of like excited and like she was kind of like shy around him and stuff when she went and got him out of his room.
Same.
Yeah.
And I never thought like watching like Claire and Tayshia's season, I never like thought like Blake was like a good looking dude. I'm not saying he's unattractive, but he never like stood out to me as being like a good looking guy. But like today I'm like, watch. I'm like, wow. I'm like, yeah, Blake is really like a good looking dude.
He's got definitely a different look for The Bachelor.
Yeah, like a John Travolta type look, like old school, like good hair,
old school,
whatever. Yeah. Like, okay, this guy's an attractive guy, and like he seems super genuine. Like, I just like listening to him, like whatever. I'm like, this guy seems very genuine.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited to see their story.
I want to see some more Blake.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna be hated for a while by those guys, but I think it'll end up.
House,
yeah, I think it'll end up all right for him. So, cool, dude. I appreciate you coming out. What are you up to, dude? Are you single right now? These days
I am. I'm
the listeners
want to
know. Single?
Yeah, I'm a single guy still. Unfortunately, my mom hates me at this point. You know, she wants me to have kids. Yeah. I'm turning. I have my birthday's in a few days, so another year in the books. And you know, every week I get a text from my mom talking about she wants me to have kids and get married. Like, mom, like every week, like seriously, like he's just relentless. So I'm dating and I'm doing that stuff, but I am, I'm 100% single still, of course. And
living out in Chicago still and everything. So we'll be out there. I mean, I'm gonna come out there and do some more gigs. So
we have a resident. Clay will be there.
Clay will be there. Yeah, that we're not gonna talk
about. Don't come back, Blake.
Well, we're coming back for 3 straight months.
Yeah, my residency for 3 straight months. But yeah, I don't think I can. We're not coming back for a long weekend. I know that. We're coming in Friday night late and leaving Sunday morning. Yeah.
No, Saturday.
That's still too long. Don't Saturday morning. You get here. All right. I can't handle that my liver.
A lot.
Yeah, my liver doesn't like when you come. I'll just say that. So,
it was a
fun.
Bender.
A lot of fun.
Bender for sure, dude.
Actually, I actually have a question for myself after seeing this preview of next week with Hunter playing football or rugby, whatever they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was Quidditch. I literally think it was like Quidditch.
Clay, do you think you could get trucked by Hunter because you couldn't take a hit from Blake?
Hey, Hunter. Okay, I will say
I beat him in a race.
All right, so I'll be honest. Blake never beat me in a race, but Blake is honestly, like, I was very impressed with him and his football skills on the Bachelorette.
Thank you.
The guy's a very athletic dude. Didn't beat me in a race, but Hunter looks like he's 5'3". I don't know if it's the TV, but he's looking eye to eye with Katie. How tall is Katie? Katie's and this shorter. Dude in the preview is trucking guys.
Trucking.
Like, what's happening?
Like some of those hits, I was like, holy hell.
That looked
of course,
like
we
Sean
had the whole,
Taylor out there. Like,
yeah, we had the whole medic, you know, get a medic. We had that in the preview, you know, so it's going to be interesting.
And he's standing over the guy like.
He has a bowling ball, man. I don't understand.
He is thick. He is thick. I don't know how tall he is, but he's thick. It's going to be interesting to watch that because I don't even know what they were playing. I couldn't figure out what they were playing.
Quidditch.
It literally looked like
jump
Quidditch,
over
dude.
Him. I would jump over him, man. You'd go right between my legs. If Hunter tried to tackle me, Hunter, if you watch this,
I was just going
to
say, we're tagging Hunter in
over
this.
You. Bring it, Hunter. Bring
looks
it.
Like, looks like he gets a lot of screen time next week. So we'll see. We'll see. Well, cool, dude. It was good seeing you, man. Appreciate you coming on. Cool. Recapping with us, we'll have you on again at some point for sure. Especially maybe we'll get you and Andrew on at the same time. That'd be fun, actually.
That'd be very fun.
That'd be super fun.
We'll talk like this, you know. And
we'll talk like you. We're from England. We're from London. Honestly, it's great. And we're both from there. And it's honestly it's a great
time. I'd love
time
to hang with you, fucking blokes.
You blokes, absolutely, mate.
I literally can't do it. I'm not going to even try. I can't do it. I'm so bad at accents and impersonations. But that'd be fun. We'll have you two on at some point for sure. So
let's do it. You know I'm game.
Cool, man. Sounds good. It's good seeing you. We'll chat soon, man.
Appreciate you.
Hey, make sure you don't call me next time you're coming back to Chicago. Good to see you guys.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to follow our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, like, and give us all 5 of those damn stars. Behind the Rose is recorded on site at the world-famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. See you next time, Behind the Rose.